You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, right off the jump, let's try and make some money. It just tipped, but bet to your hands bleed. It's going to be a live wager. Don't go more than -3. Take the Florida Gators. -2.5. Buy it down to 2 against Big Bad Bama. Ranked opponent on the road. I'll take the Gators, who are 0 for the last 4 against Alabama. Why are they favored? Why? Because Vegas is trying to beg you to take Alabama. And we are 61-30-2 against the proverbial number. Bet till your hands bleed right off the jump. With Aaron Goldhammer, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app series XM Channel 80, and the great Amber Wilson is on vacay. Hammer, why not drop a hammer right off the bat, right? Hell with it.
So hold on. I'm logging into ESPN Bet right now because I'm in a state where I can do this here. So I'm going to log in and make it happen. And then the other one I like,
lucky.
I got one. I got one other game that I like here that I wanted to run past you because you're a bigger college hoops person than me.
If you say the Illini, I'm in.
No. I like San Diego State -2.5 tonight against the running Rebs of UNLV at Thomas Mackey. What do you think?
Number. Give me a minute. That's a late tip. We'll discuss that during breaks. I have not looked at it, so
okay.
Give me a moment on that
I'm throwing that one out as one that jumped out to me that I like. So.
I don't like it. I love it when it comes to a little wagering right off
little
the
college
jump, man.
Basketball benchmark.
Let's go,
theory.
Baby.
Yes.
Let's go. I mean, I do like the Illini, too, so if you want to go ESPN Bet Live, they're favored over the unbeatable Purdue Boilermakers, ranked second in the country. Why the Illini favored? Why? You can hit from outside. Give me the Illini also. Hell with it. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, Florida's got a 1-0 lead right now as the score against Alabama. So
don't
you're
end
off,
the game yet. Don't end
you're
the game
off
yet.
To, you're off to a good start, baby.
Before we get into tag your it or not it and how one monster name is available for any NFL team, your team to go grab. We'll touch on that coming up in 3 minutes. I have a confession to make, Aaron, and that is I'm an awful parent.
Don't do that to yourself, Ian. Why would you say that?
Because if Herb Street's listening right now, he's going to agree with this. He's never sent any dog ever to go get trained. I have never sent a dog to go get trained.
Okay.
I love doing it myself. You know, I mean, it's awesome. And you see his dog, Benny, now. I mean, Ben is all over college football. Ben has a higher Q rating than any analyst in America, in any sport. I mean, Ben is arguably the most his dog is the most popular thing in college football.
Yeah.
I mean, Benny was when at the national championship, we're at the hotel, and Benny gets off the elevator.
Right.
Every male, female, adult, child, is that Ben? I'm like, are you kidding me? And Herb comes off the elevator, like, just shaking his head, like, you can't make this up, man. I mean, this dog is a rock star. He's a Rolling Stones and U2 wrapped into one, right? So, and the most disciplined dog you've ever seen. I had to drop the puppy, Cubby, that we found, 7 months ago now. My wife was hiking over at White Rock Lake with the other two dogs, and they heard this little whimper, and it's a 10-day-old, you know, eyes still closed. Brings it home. We're feeding it, you know, with a bottle at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like having an infant, and we've raised.
You guys are amazing for doing that.
So now we're a three dog family, which, by the way, is a you talk about. You go from man to man. Now they have a 3-on-2 fast break.
It's the difference between 2 and 3 kids. Which I'm not doing 3 kids, but I hear the difference between 2 and 3 kids is massive.
Aaron, I am right there with you. That's why this playground got shut down after 2. I mean, there was no more swinging on the jungle gyms. I mean, it was over, right? I mean, I am not, as Rachel Robinson, our AP tonight, is just shaking her head. Yeah, I mean, there was zero chance.
Ian, I might be taking matters into my own hands to make sure that never happens and we never get to 3.
Just ignore the smoke. You're okay, man. Just fight through it. You're good to go, right? I mean, it's all right. But when you go from 2 dogs to 3, it's a whole different animal. And this dog is so wicked smart. This morning, I had to actually take the dog to puppy training. And it was one of the hardest things I've done
in a while. Is this a bathroom issue or a biting issue?
No, she's wicked smart, dude. So if she took to potty training in, no time. Before she was a month old, she got it. I mean, it was like weeks done.
Okay.
Good to go.
Okay.
It's, you tell her to sit and stay, she'll sit and stay.
Yeah.
You turn your back.
Oh.
She knows you just turned your back.
And she's gone.
She gone.
Oh.
I mean, it's, she's brilliant. And so it got to the point where I don't know what to do. So we had to suck it up. And mom and I took her over and dropped her off at puppy prison today. And now we're going to, I failed as a father. So there you go.
How long is her sentence at this point? Is
11
it
days.
11 days?
11 days.
Okay.
For a big price tag, by the way. That's what I'm really not happy about.
I can imagine that there was a little bit of a hefty price tag attached to it.
Go but Gators.
The hope, though. I would hope that it's worth it, because after 11 days, if it's not, then it's time to reevaluate the entire situation at that point.
When it comes to wagering, it's all about ROI, right? Return on investment. I better have a return on an investment when I just drop one of my kiddos.
The pressure is on. Yes.
Oh, coach. Yep. I mean, absolutely. So that was a big decision we had to make today, along with NFL teams. They're in Goldhammer. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio. And today, the tag deadline is come and gone. Massive decisions like taking a puppy to puppy prison or tagging one of your best athletes on your football team. And some of these were easy to predict, right? And yeah, we knew a lot of these were going to happen. Like Antoine Whitfield for Tampa Bay, safety, and a hard-hitting safety and a hell of a player. Tag.
Easy.
Saw it coming. Josh Allen, linebacker, Jags. Done. Matabuke, D-tackle, Ravens, done. Brian Burns, Panthers, done. And it better have been tagged because the Rams made a run at him last week with some big money and a big offer and a big trade offer. And the Panthers smartly said, no, we're keeping him. And they tagged him today. Legarius Sneed, this one we'll touch on in a moment.
That's
a unique one because it's the non-exclusive tag. See, Lamar Jackson, if another team wants to come in and make an offer for him, they can. T. Higgins, obviously done last week. Michael Pittman Jr., wide receiver Colts, to name a few of the bigger names that got tagged today by the 4 p.m. Eastern deadline. What stood out to you when it comes to the names that I just mentioned?
Well, first of all, I thought Pittman was a no-brainer. I thought most of these were just general no-brainers. But one of the things that jumps out to me on this day, Ian, every year, is that the players need to do something to get rid of the franchise tag because it feels like the old reserve clause in baseball that if they want to just keep your services, I understand you get the average of the top five salaries, so you make good money for 1 year. But I'm guessing, Ian, there's not one guy that got tagged today that's happy that they got tagged. I think they all want longer term deals. They're all probably entitled to it. And the teams always can fall back on this, especially at certain positions. To tag a quarterback is pretty wild because the top five salaries, the average of the quarterback is really high. I actually thought the other headline here, and we'll get to it coming up, is the guys who didn't get tagged, I thought were almost as interesting this year as the guys who did. What jumped out to you, Ian?
Well, I thought that the Kansas City Chiefs lived up to their word, which is rare in professional sports, and they're taking care of Legarius Sneed. They're trying to sign Chris Jones to a long-term deal right around $30 million a year. The reports are right around $28 million per. We don't know the length of the negotiation as far as 3-4 years, whatever it may be, but the word is, and by all reports that I've seen, it's around $28 to $30 million per. Mm-hmm. What they did with Legarius Sneed, players talk. And they said, look, we're going to take care of you. We want you to be here. You're one of the best cover corners and one of the more physical corners in the league. We're going to give you the non-exclusive tag.
Yeah.
So meaning, folks, that he gets top dollar if he stays in Kansas City for 1 year. I think, what was it right now for corners? $22 million or whatever it is?
It's
pretty damn good quality of life. But if he does find a trade, he and his agent – They can either go or the Chiefs can match and he stays in Kansas City. That's doing right by a player, and that goes a long way when players talk, especially when they're on vacation in Cabo.
Yep, my sense of this situation is that Legarius Sneed has played his last game as a Chief because I think whether they do the tag and trade or whether someone signs him to a longer-term deal and forfeits the draft picks, Ian, I think somebody is going to step up for him because it's a premium position. And I also
They can't afford Chris Jones and Snead.
Yes. Okay. So then they had a choice to make. And to me, this might come across as controversial. As much as we could sit here on talk shows for months and fawn over Patrick Mahomes, and rightfully so because he's all-time great, the Chiefs do not hoist the trophy this year without Chris Jones.
Amen.
And I don't know. I think he's one of the more underrated because he's always in Mahomes' shadow. But in every Super Bowl they've won, he is at the center of attention, making big play after big play after big play on defense. And I don't know if they get through the Buffalo game, let alone the Baltimore game, let alone beat San Francisco without big number 95 in the middle. So I think they have to keep Chris Jones. I don't think that's an option. And because of that, they have to let L'Jarius Sneed walk out the other side.
And by the way, another name as far as D-tackles go that's on the street, this one did surprise me, Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
9 sacks last year for an interior D lineman, run stopper, captain of that Miami Dolphins defense. He's on the street. Somebody is going to get a beast because that dude is going to get paid. And I do mean – I was told by one former GM today, like Quinnen Williams, you know, Dexter Lawrence type money.
Yeah.
I mean, Jones type money. Christian Wilkins is about to give somebody a big, big boost to the interior of our defensive
line. And I'll give you a team. You know, I host a show in Cleveland, and that's a defense that values defensive line over just about everything else. Imagine Christian Wilkins or Chris Jones lined up to Miles Garrett.
Filthy.
Good luck blocking him.
Filthy. He's Aaron Goldhammer. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. Now, running backs. Oh, my gosh, there's some massive names out there that did not get tagged and are unrestricted free agents. One is Saquon Barkley. So answer the following question. Would you pay for the services of Saquon Barkley or just go draft a running back? We get into that right here on ESPN Radio.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's some monster names available if you are looking for a running back. Not just in the upcoming NFL draft. On the street right now, vested vets. With Aaron Goldhammer, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. You're on ESPN Radio. The ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented in part by Progressive Insurance, and we appreciate you spending part of your early evening / afternoon with us. And Hammer, Derrick Henry's available. Josh Jacobs is available.
Uh-huh.
Saquon Barkley is available, just to name a few. Along with the draft that's coming in, like Trey Benson out of Florida State, Blake Corum out of Michigan, Bucky Irving out of Oregon. I mean, these are all guys that can flat out tote it, catch it, and block it in pass pro. NFL-ready rookie running back. So I pose a question to you. Let's stay right now with Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
6 years in, has a little bit of injury history, obviously, going on early in his career, and obviously a little bit back to Penn State. But for the most part, the last few years has stayed relatively healthy. Would you pay for the services of Saquon Barkley? Or
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then, forget the or.
I mean, I guess, Ian, it depends on my team's situation. There's one team I can think of that I think actually maybe makes sense for Saquon, and it's the Houston Texans, because they have a cheap, good quarterback that's going to be on a rookie contract for the next couple of years. So because of that, I think they can afford to splurge. Otherwise, I mean, there's going to be a back or two that goes in this draft, Ian, who, while they might not be as good as Saquon, I think they'll be reasonable facsimiles, so much cheaper than whatever it's going to cost to pay Saquon Barkley. So the other thing I think that might happen here, I don't know how much money we're talking about, because the market is flooded with good backs. Okay, Derrick Henry's a future Hall of Famer and still has, I think, something left in the tank. Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing 2 years ago. And then Saquon's probably the biggest name, in part because he plays in New York and he was the second pick of the draft. So there's also a glut of guys coming through. They're not all going to get double-digit million-dollars a year contracts. So I think this whole running backs versus front offices thing is really going to hit a crescendo as we go into this offseason. But no, unless I'm Houston, I would not splurge for a running back in Saquon Barkley. Give me the team that signed a free agent running back. And it's, like, turned out great. You know, the Jets and Le'Veon Bell, it's been a disaster. Is there one that you can think of where they've gone after the big-name back and it suddenly launched their offense into the next stratosphere? I kind of can't think
Marshall
of one.
Marshall Faulk.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. That's
I know.
A different
NFL. That's the first one that came to mind, right? But,
also, let me poke holes in that, too, and say, like, he's like Christian McCaffrey. Marshall Faulk was a receiver.
My next one. The first was for effect, going deep. But, I mean, obviously, McCaffrey, CMC, is the easy one. And he had a ton of injury history in Carolina. Got a bit dinged up last year, meaning going back to 22-23 campaign. But this past season, he's an MVP candidate.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you look at that team and they end up signing Miles Sanders in free agency. I mean, again, that's another one of these. And I'm not taking a shot at him as a player. I'm just saying that it is the most replaceable position in all of professional sports, in my opinion, that you can almost always draft a guy. And it doesn't have to be in the first round. Just look at the Kansas City Chiefs. They take a guy in round 7 that can make significant plays to help them on their route to the Super Bowl 2 consecutive years.
Yeah, well, remember, even go back to when they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire out of LSU. They were in the second round. They traded back into the first round to grab CEH, and he had his first 2 years were outstanding. Gets a bit nicked up. What do? They draft Pacheco out of in the seventh round out of Rutgers, and very similar to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and they don't miss a beat. And then they had a 1-2 punch. You've got to have two in this day and age in the NFL, in my opinion. You can't have that bell cow, Derrick Henry type back, who, by the way, is 30 now. He's 30. Now, he still went for over 1,100 yards, 12 touchdowns, averaged just over 4 yards a carry, so the average per tote did come down. But I'm not giving Derrick Henry more than a 2-year contract for around $10 to $12 million. I'm not giving Saquon Barkley in his sixth year, more than a 2-year, $10 to $12 million contract. I've said this before, and I will say it again, and it is harsh, it is cruel. And coming up at the top of hour number 2 at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, for you LA Charger fans, by the way, especially with Jim Harbaugh being your head coach, I mean, Blake Corum, I hate to tell him, and I've told him this to his face, I'd draft you, I'd run you into the ground after 4 or 5 years,
right,
and I'd turn you loose.
Right.
So, having said that, look, give me Trey Benson. Give me Blake Corum. Uh-huh. You know, give me Bucky Irving out of Oregon. Give me Jace McClellan out of Alabama. You can probably get McClellan in the fourth round. Benson you can get in the second or third round.
Right.
Corum's going to be a third-round type pick. Yep. Give me any one of these guys, right?
And
on a rookie contract
bust,
for 4 years and run them into the ground.
Yep.
And then somebody else is going to overpay. And I'm going to go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get another rookie running back, and do the same exact thing all over again.
I mean, I think you're right. The other point you made there, Ian, that I agree with, is in this day and age, and it kills people's fantasy teams, so if you're a fantasy football player out there, I understand you're not liking this. But all the good teams have two backs, at least, if
Absolutely.
Not three. I mean, you look at what you look at what San Francisco does. You know, how many guys are they handing the ball to over the course of a game? There are 5 guys that might get carries. They still play a fullback on most of their plays.
Who can catch it, tote it, block it? I mean he's a hell of an athlete out of Harvard.
And from Cleveland, where I do a show every single day from Cloverleaf High School. You know, I think that what the Lions did. So they signed David Montgomery in free agency, and they also spent a high pick on Jahmyr Gibbs, and it became the core of their offense that they never had to lean super heavy on either guy. So part of the problem with paying a Josh Jacobs or a Saquon Barkley the double-digit millions is, do you have the room left to have another back that's going to share the load with them? Because in this day and age, nobody's carrying the ball 25, 30 times a game.
No, and you know what? If I'm Saquon, I'm looking at Dallas, or anybody who's going to pay me, right? But when I say pay you, you're looking at a two-year contract for around $5 to $6 million per, and you're drafting that rookie. To your point, exactly what the Lions did. I would do that every single year. I mean, and every 4 years, I'm drafting a new one and bringing in a vet and drafting a new one and bringing in a vet to have that two-headed monster on the cheap. And it sounds cruel, it sounds harsh, but that's the reality right now of an NFL running back and what they have to deal with.
I think Christian McCaffrey is an exception to the rule. I think Marshall Faulk was an exception to the rule.
Went deep.
And yes, you did. Back to my childhood. Then, you know, I look at a situation like, for example, the Browns have a decision to make on Nick Chubb this offseason. He's scheduled to make $15 million, which he means a lot to the city and the locker room. But coming off double knee surgery, you're going to pay a running back $15 million? Like, there's no way. So either they're going to have to restructure with him, or you can add him to the list of names that's out there on the open market. And what is a running back coming off a double knee surgery going to get when he's competing with Hall of Famers and guys who've led the league in rushing the last couple years?
I'm not going to disagree with anything you just said. Normally, you and I disagree on everything, and we are in step right now, my friend. Speaking of being in step, we both have the Florida Gators right now against the 16th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Florida leads 15-12, 9:49 to go in the first half, and the Illini are on top of third-ranked Purdue right now, 21-17, just under 9 minutes to go in the first half. With Aaron Goldhammer, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. Coming up next, we get you caught up on everything going on around the NBA with a former, well, heck of a player in the ballet right here on ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Rebound LeBron. Lakers rebounding tonight has been excellent. LeBron throws a perfect pass to AD, who's blocked at the rim and then gets his own rebound and scores. Here's Russell on the left wing.
LeBron wants him to shoot.
He does. Good again! It's a final. Lakers 116, Thunder 104.
For us, it's just about getting in and tackling each opponent.
And last night, Lakers were a home dog to a heck of an Oklahoma City squad. Thank you. Here's a 116-104 dub. And, hey, OKC, move on down the road. We appreciate you showing up and for participating in this contest where D'Angelo Russell, not LeBron James, but D'Angelo Russell was the star for the Lakers. 26 points, 6 boards, 3 dimes. At one point, he dishes the ball to LeBron on the top of the key, and LeBron looks at him in disgust and throws it right back to him, and he hits a 3. With Aaron Goldhammer, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. As we are presented by Progressive Insurance, for a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. Quentin Richardson spent over a decade and a half in the NBA. Predator Paul. He returns here to ESPN Radio. And Q, thank you for your time as always, and host of the Knuckleheads podcast with Darius Miles, which is a must listen. The call courtesy of 710 ESPN LA. Q, when you look at the Lakers right now, what they just did, as we were just talking about, to Oklahoma City, they're playing great ball. Is this a mirage, or are they a serious contender again to get out of the play-in and make a deep run again in the Western Conference, maybe to the Western Conference Finals?
I definitely believe so, man. I mean, I always said since the season started, when you have a LeBron James and a healthy AD, and, you know, anything could happen, man. When those two guys set their mind to it, they are hard to stop. But, I mean, I think they got the good complementary players that if they can, you know, D'Angelo Russell is a hooper. If he gets going, he's shown that he could be a sufficient piece. So, I mean, when they got LeBron and AD healthy and playing, they always got a chance in my book.
Q, I thought the bottom line graphic was broken when I saw the Celtic Warriors score in the third quarter the other night. Are the Celtics good, great, or historically great?
I can't. The whole historically great part, I can't do that until the season ends. But I think they're really good. They're my favorite to win it.
Why?
Just because I feel like Porzingis has given them something they haven't had before. I mean, you know, he gives that same type of defensive threat, rim threat that the Time Lord was giving them. But he has a different aspect offensively that he's unlocking for them. He's scoring more than he's ever scored in the post. And they're attacking mismatches, and that's what's making them really good right now.
Man, I was watching that Golden State game along with Aaron and you, and I looked up and I'm like, are they up 38 in the first half? Are you kidding me? Like, what in the hell? All right, let's turn the channel now. Is the Price is Right on or something? I mean, my gosh. I mean, this was just absolutely embarrassing. Quentin Richardson, former NBA player for a long time, host of a Knuckleheads podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, go subscribe. It is absolutely fantastic. He's here with us on ESPN Radio with Aaron Goldham, Rami, and Fitzsimmons. Q, and then another squad right behind the Celtics. Well, not right behind, but they are in second place, are the Milwaukee Bucks. And so many were blasting the ever-loving hell, including me, as far as Doc Rivers making excuse after excuse as to what happened before the All-Star break. And now after the break, they've won six straight. And then they just beat the Clippers without Giannis. What do you make right now of what you're seeing with the Milwaukee Bucks?
I mean, this is what I wanted to see. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was really good to see Dame do what he did last night, you know, in the game where Giannis was out, and you saw him look similar to how he looked when he was in Portland before coming here. And, I mean, that's what you hope for. I mean, they still haven't got Chris Middleton back, and he's a big piece of what they do. And I got a lot of faith in them. I think my picks in the East would be them, the Bucks versus the Celtics, and then, you know, expect the Celtics to handle business.
Q, everybody, I think, agrees Denver should be the favorite in the West. But who do you have as the second most likely team to win the conference?
Man, it's tough. I mean, I want to say Phoenix, but they haven't been able to have their full complement healthy for the whole time. So, for me, I look at the Clippers as the other team out West right now, the Clippers and the Nuggets.
Man, so and you mentioned the Nuggets after the Clips. They just kind of go about their business, and they seem like they were in a title malaise for a little bit, and now they're starting to roll. I mean, when you watch the Nuggets, what's the most impressive thing to you outside of the most out-of-shape, in-shape man we've ever seen play in the NBA, and that's Jokic?
I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, it's kind of cliche to say because he's the MVP, but I mean, that's really it. He's the gauge. If he's there, anything can happen. I mean, obviously you need a healthy Murray and this and that, but I mean, when you have the big fella, you can have guys fill in the blanks in certain situations on certain given nights. But I mean, if he's there, he's the equalizer for everything. The way he plays, his conditioning, the way he's able to control the whole game. You know, like you said, it doesn't look like he's in a great shape or a great athlete or any of that stuff, but you look up, he's got a triple-double with 16, 17 rebounds, 12, 13 assists, and 20-some points. And that's a lot to deal with, and you've allowed him to impact the game in a lot of different ways, getting other guys involved as well as handling his own business. So he's the equalizer for me.
Q, I'd love to hear you guys talk about this on your podcast, the Knuckleheads podcast, but I couldn't believe the headline that Anthony Edwards missed tip-off of a game because he, quote, lost track of time. Is this ever something that happened to Quentin Richardson in his career?
No. I don't have a clue as to what actually happened or if he actually lost track of time, but that's never happened to me before. Like, to the point to where I'm missing the start of the game? I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go full disclaimer here, guys. And James Steele, our producer, can weigh in on this because, you know, we book a lot of guests on this show. I can't tell you, Q, how many times that I get time zones confused. And if it's East Coast to West Coast, or especially during football season when I'm traveling every week to call games. So where was the game that Ant-Man missed?
It was in Minnesota, too. I'm just looking at this now. I'm sorry, your time zone argument, Ian, is way out, though. It was in Minnesota.
Oh, so he wasn't. It wasn't in Portland. It was at home.
Correct. Yeah. The Timberwolves hosted the Trailblazers.
Oh, never mind. Because I was about to say, man, how much trouble can you get in Portland? But anyway, never mind. I mean, now there's no excuse.
I mean, I don't know what went on there. That's a head scratcher for me.
How are you and Darius going to handle this story on the Knucklehead? Seriously. I mean, will it be a topic? And if it is a topic, how do you handle it?
I think that's a question that we would rather ask Ant when we have him as a guest on the show.
Thank
you. Let him explain it to us in his own way. Because, you know, we wouldn't do it the proper justice, just us two going back and forth, because we're not informed enough about it. He's the actual source. So I think when we have him on as a guest, having him talk about it would be unbelievable to know what really happened there.
I mean, Q, I guess my first, I'd just be speculating here, but if there was some sort of bathroom-related issue, then, you know, you communicate to your coach, you tell the rest of your team, I'm not available, I'm not feeling great, and then you tell them, obviously.
Yeah, the bubble guts.
The bubble guts is the first thing that immediately jumps to mind for me.
That is not out of the equation. That could absolutely be the reason or the smoking gun in this situation. I definitely look forward to investigating this. You know, I definitely look forward to that, because this was something that when I saw it, I was definitely scratching my head wondering what happened here.
Man, well, I had not heard this story, but it was one where I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. So now I can't wait to hear Anthony Edwards on the Knuckleheads podcast with Quentin Richardson to explain how you missed tip time. As we wrap up, let's go on a light note. What is the number one thing in the city of Chicago where you were born that can get an argument started in any barbershop anywhere in Chicago?
Oh, who the best chicken, Uncle Remus or Harold's? Who got the best chicken, Uncle Hank, Uncle Remus or Harold's?
So not that's LeBron
the,
or Jordan.
Fire starter.
Not did OJ do it. We're going to who has the best chicken. I love that. As a dude who loves food, that's outstanding.
Trust me, because in Chicago, there ain't no argument about LeBron or Jordan. It's Jordan all day. There ain't no argument.
There you go. There it is. Hey, Q, we always enjoy the time, man. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy. We appreciate it, and we look forward to that interview with Ant-Man as to how he missed tip.
Yes, sir. We got to make that happen. But anytime, fellas, I'm around.
So we appreciate it. We'll hit you up, man. Quentin Richardson joining us here on ESPN Radio with Aaron Goldhammer, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. First of all, Uncle Remus and Harold's, I'm going to both. Next time I'm in Chicago.
Okay.
I mean, that just sounds, yeah.
I don't know that I've been to either. You know, usually when I do the Chicago food thing, I'm eating Italian beef or I'm eating the hot dogs, obviously.
Or Gibson's on Rush.
Yeah, so
that's your speed.
Right, okay.
Nice steakhouse, right?
Right. It's the city of meat. It's the meat packing industry. I don't know about chicken. I don't know about Chicago and chicken. So maybe, you know, if you go try, let me know. Uncle Remus or Harold's? Is that
that's what he said.
All right.
I'm in. Phone lines are open. Let us know if you're in Chicago. By the way, or you could be Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago, and then you don't have to worry about a thing. If you get that movie reference, you are in our world, to say the least. Hey, are you a believer right now in the Lakers?
No. I mean, I'm a believer in the Lakers to do what? Like, I
conference finals.
No chance. No chance. I think what's amazing about them, Ian, is that they have been a marginal, slightly above 500 team for the entire season, and they've had LeBron and AD healthy basically for the entire season. I don't think that's going to continue. I'm not wishing injury on anybody, but I have to imagine at some point one of those two guys is going to get hurt, and when that happens, they're going to go on a losing streak. I think they'll be the 9 or 10 seed And then I think they'll have to win two games just to get into the playoffs. I don't think a conference finals run is in their future.
Man, they've won 7 of their last 10. That game last night, I watched every bit of it, was beyond impressive. And I don't want to hear OKC was on a back-to-back and they just beat Phoenix the night before. The average age of that team is like 12. I mean, they're the youngest, one of the youngest teams, yeah, if not the youngest in the NBA. So a back-to-back isn't as big for those guys. But, man, the Lakers,
they
owned it from start to finish.
Yeah, and D'Angelo Russell is sort of their litmus test guy, right? I mean, AD and LeBron have been consistent. But when D'Lo plays like he did in the playoffs for the first two rounds last year, then they're a more dangerous team. I just don't buy it this time around because I think either LeBron or AD will have a significant injury between now and the end. And I just don't know how they're going to navigate their way through the play-in.
All right, quick update on some top 25 matchups in college basketball. By the way, championship week will be here before you know it. I mean, we have the A-Sun is already underway. The big boys get at it next week. So
Horizon starts tonight.
Come on, man. I mean, it is a glorious time of year. Florida is on top of 16th-ranked Alabama. Florida's dropped their last 4 to Bama. They lead 31-23 as a 2-point favorite at home, 3:56 to go in the first half. Number 12-ranked Illini, they right now are beating 3rd-ranked Purdue. And this one, by the way, I mean, the Illini, off the jump, Aaron, have been owning this game, 38-32, 24 seconds to go until half, and it really hasn't felt this close.
Yeah. To me, I was surprised to see that Illinois was a favorite, but then when you look at the dynamic of the way things, they were a favorite for a reason, which was Purdue was smelling a loss here, and Illinois is a really good team. So
we have bet to your hands bleed again, 61-30-2 against the number on Florida minus the 2, and we laid the 1.5 on with Illinois and ESPN Bet Live. You jumped in on a live bet, which means, whew, you're hoping for big wins because my man Aaron Goldhammer has a big decision to make when it involves a major sporting event.
I do.
Pricey tickets with in-laws and a love shrub. Can't make it up. We explain it next on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming up at the top of the hour, if your NFL team is looking for a running back and a steal, late second to fourth round, you do not want to miss our next guest. With Aaron Goldhammer, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. I have no idea who is belting in my ear right now. Rachel Robinson is our associate producer tonight. She always has a music theme, and I don't know who that is. I have no idea what song that was. I know I'm tone deaf, but that sounded a bit tone deaf also.
You'll find out at 8:30 or 9:30, so be sure you keep
okay. Eastern, 9:30 Eastern.
James Steele.
So, yes, 8:30
rubbing
for
his head
you,
like,
Ian.
Son of a biscuit. Can you guys move on? Okay, James, Eastern. We're getting back
no,
to
no,
sport.
I'm just making
okay.
sure that people know we're in different time zones. We're on all over the place.
So is Ant-Man. 9:30 Eastern. Apparently, by the way, if you're coming off the conversation with Quentin Richardson, Aaron Goldhammer did a little digging. Probably shouldn't have used that term, but – maybe bubble guts for Ant-Man to miss tip last night?
I am not in Minnesota. I don't know that this is the story that I want to be known for breaking around the country. But that's common sense told me that a trip to the bathroom
bubble
had
guts.
To have something to do with this. Yeah. So
okay.
That was my assumption. If it's anything else, you know, I don't know. Chris Finch apparently said he didn't know why Anthony Edwards was not available at the start of the game, and they started Nikhil Alexander-Walker instead of Anthony Edwards because he, I guess, lost track of time and somehow didn't show up on the court
home
when
game,
the game was starting.
Yeah, bubble guts. That's where I'm going. I'm with you. All right, now to an issue that you have, and we might need some flow for this one because we're going to try and help you out. America, let's all kind of help out my man Hammer here. So you're going to an event that is near and dear to my heart. Having grown up on a thoroughbred horse farm in Folsom, Louisiana, Tautog Farm, the Kentucky Derby, is that's a holy day of obligation for my entire family.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't get any bigger unless the Saints are in the Super Bowl. Or my brother, please, one day, can you please coach for Lombardi? If that were to happen, my mom, if he were to win it, then she would just say, tap me out, take me now, Lord, I'm good. You know, I'm 82, I'm out. She saw her Saints win. She saw her Cubbies win a World Series. She saw her son win a Lombardi.
It'd be enough.
Done, right? Never had a Kentucky Derby winner, but she'd be good. So you are heading to the Kentucky Derby. So, my man, the floor is yours because I have done the infield, and having grown up on that horse farm owning horses, I have done the owner's box. The infield is a hell of a lot more fun, first of all. But you ain't going infield at our age. So
correct.
The floor is yours. Your wife is from where?
My wife is from Louisville, Kentucky.
Here we go.
So we have a place to stay, Ian. So that's the first big thing because if you've ever tried to make this trip happen, the most expensive part of the entire trip is trying to find a hotel within shouting distance of Churchill Downs, okay? So we have the place to stay. And we've done this trip before, but we haven't done it since COVID. We haven't done it in a number of years. We have two young kids. So the other thing you got to factor in here is the possible babysitter. Well, we have two spots in a nice box, okay? Now, I was just told upstairs, Ian, the box includes the entire day of racing. And by the way, it's a lot more than just the Derby. For people that don't know, you don't go in there for a two-minute race. You go in there for an entire day of races that then culminates with the Kentucky Derby, which is what time? 6:30, 6:40, something like that.
You're there at 10 a.m. Eastern,
yes.
And you get your first mint julep, which I'm not a huge fan of. What any other cocktail you want, you get your Churchill breakfast, right? And then you attack the wagering system. Yes.
Yes.
So go ahead.
Okay. So here's the problem. Okay. The cost per ticket here. Okay. I believe to have a comma in it. Okay.
There's no doubt.
So I'm giving you a little sense of what we're talking about for tickets. Now this is get dressed up. This is my wife. Have a giant hat. This is me. Have some kind of
seersucker. Go seersucker, man.
I mean, I've got to have the right look. There might be clothes involved. Let's just leave it that we're talking
gray
about
gray suit, pink shirt. Yeah, you're good.
It might be a $3,000 day by the time we do dinner.
Easily.
Now, the seats do include in food and drinks, and I believe it's like all you can drink mint juleps. So I'm going to be trying to earn the $1,000 back bourbon
that
I'm going to be consuming at some point over the course of the day. The question is to everybody out there, is it worth it for a once-in-a-lifetime experience? I have been to the Derby before, but I was, as a member of the media, not exactly like this dynamic. Should I do it for this one time? Is it worth it?
All right.
Or is it just, is it prohibitively expensive and I should just save my money for something else?
All right. So for people who don't know, he does the show from a studio in his house in Cleveland. I'm doing the show from my studio in Dallas at my house. You just went upstairs and the bride just told you, here's the price.
Yeah.
You're going, dude. That's it. I mean, she's already quoting prices. You're in.
She wants to do it, but I think paused, she also paused. Look, if it was a couple $100, Ian, I'd be in like nothing. But when we start talking about four figures worth of tickets to something, I think you've got
to shorting it.
I'm shorting it.
Yeah, yeah. Total price on the entire day, you're looking at five dimes.
Oh, but the memories, Ian.
That's
pictures,
what I'm talking about.
Like that,
yes.
We'll go outside. We'll get a picture with Barbaro. You know what I mean? Like this, the statue, like the whole thing.
And some of the context. I mean, I'm telling you, the buzz up there and the buzzed stars. that go to this thing, if you're sitting in a box, let me tell. I'm telling you, Bubba, this is going to be a theme throughout the entire next 2 hours.
Like Jordan, like we're telling. What if I just win it back on bets? If I just assume I'm going to hit a try or a couple of them?
Depends on the try, but I'm your guy for that. I promise you. One of the best running backs in the draft joins us next on ESPN Radio.